The Americans gave away cigarettes, shook hands all around, and took off, driving back to their apartment as fast as possible. And there, Webster wrote, began a party unequaled. Popping corks, spilling champagne, breaking bottles. Raucous laughter, ringing shouts, stuttering, lisping sentences.
Have an usher glass. Here, goddammit, let me pop that cork. It's my turn. Isn't this wonderful? Schlug-a-lug, fill her up. Where's Hitler? We gotta thank Hitler, this son of a bitch. Berchtesgaden, I love you.
And that was the end of the war. Everyone in Europe was celebrating, victor and vanquished. First among the celebrants were the young men in uniform. They had survived. They would live. They had the best cause to celebrate. On the morning of May 8th, O'Keefe and Harry Lager went looking for eggs. They came to a farmhouse in a clearing, smoke curling up from the chimney. They kicked the door in, then ran inside with rifles ready to fire and scared hell out of the two Italian deserters who jumped straight up and froze. There was a bottle of champagne on the table. With one quick motion, the Italian nearest it grabbed the neck of the bottle, stuck it out toward O'Keefe, whose rifle was pointed straight toward his stomach, and offered a drink, saying, "Pax!" The tension snapped. They drank to peace. The Americans left to continue their egg hunt. They came to a lodge in the woods. It was beautifully situated, O'Keefe wrote. A man in his late 20s in civilian clothes was standing on a low porch at the front of the house. As we came to the steps leading up to the porch, he stepped down with a smile on his face and said in English, "The war is over. I have been listening to the wireless." He was holding himself erect, but it was noticeable that he had a bad right leg. I glanced at it. He explained, "I was with the Africa Corps and was shot up badly and sent home. I was a soldier." He asked us to come in and have a glass of wine. We said no, but he said, "Wait, I'll bring it out." And he left to reappear with three glasses of wine. We raised them in salute as he said, "To the end of the war." We raised ours and we all drank. There was something basically soldierly and right about it. They found some eggs, returned to their apartment, and celebrated the end of the war with scrambled eggs and Hitler's champagne. Chapter 18. The Soldier's Dream Life. Austria, May 8th through July 31st, 1945.